from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sometimes I'm listening to that show and I'm thinking, oh my God, how does Steiny do it?
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Well, easy. They give me a break from Guru every Thursday, easy. So that helps.
Hey, get off my guy. I know I'm in for him, but I won't take any Goose slander today.
We love you, Goo.
No chance.
Goo's under the weather. No doubt about it. Goo's under the weather. We're talking about...
By the way, someone earlier threw out a bar, which was... The Goo flu game. That was yesterday. He was playing hurt.
He was playing hurt.
For a good, like, 3 hours.
The only difference between the Jordan flu game and the Goo flu game is Jordan kind of won.
Oh, Goo got his shots up, though.
Yeah, but he was hurting. He was hurting. Willie Mays passed 2 days ago, and the tributes have just been pouring in. And one of the phrases I continually hear about Willie Mays is universally loved. He was universally loved. And so we are talking about how does a player become universally loved? And, you know, what are those things? What was it about Willie Mays that allowed him, or why did he connect with everybody? Why did Willie Mays connect with everybody, whereas anybody else or most other superstars, they can't make that kind of connection? So we're talking Buster Posey. Here's what I mean about Posey. And I get it. I'm not putting Posey on Mays' level as a player. But Buster Posey, face of the franchise. Okay, what do you think of when you think of Buster Posey? To me, I think of quiet, I think professional, I think mature, I think soft spoken, but kind of like E.F. Hutton. When he talks, people listen. A great teammate. Okay, so that personality to me? Okay, you know what? Who's he going to connect with? Well, you know what? He may connect with a lot of. Men and women executives who like his approach. He probably connects with old souls, if you will, or the OGs who love the people who did their job and shut their mouth. But he doesn't make a connection in another realm because that's not resonating with certain people. Let's say it's not resonating with a kid in high school, because that's not their jam, if you will. So, you know, I'm trying to figure out, Willie Mays got everybody. He got the whole pie. Most other guys get a lot of the pie, most of the pie, some of the pie, just a piece or two. And I'm trying to, you know, just kind of pinpoint, like, what was it about Mays that he had that others are just can't get there? And maybe it's nothing more, Evan, than the times we live in.
Yeah, I don't want to rewrite your face of the franchise list, but I think Mays is probably above Curry. Like you said, Steph Curry is the greatest face of a franchise ever.
Okay, but and I'm the
Willie Mays.
How come? Why?
Because he was the greatest in his sport, but he was also, from all accounts, the greatest person in the sport.
Okay.
And he is revered by legends as the greatest. So I think, and we'll hear more about it, you know, in coming years when people talk about
right.
the reverence they have, like, for Steph. But because Steph was never considered the, well, maybe he was for a year or two, but, you know, never universally considered the greatest player in the game. I think he might have evolved the game. Like, he created a revolution in the game. He might have had more impact on it than any player in his generation. But I don't know if anybody ever considered Steph Curry the greatest individual player, you know?
No,
I think that's the difference to me. And then to also be the representative, and again, I think we're splitting hairs here. I mean, what, if Steph is the second greatest franchise face of a franchise ever. But to me, like, if you're talking about a face of a franchise hierarchy, Willie Mays would be the top of the pyramid.
Gotcha.
Right below it, for me, these are the guys that I consider on the level right below him. 1A or 2. Curry, for sure. Kobe. I think you also have to put Tom Brady there. And to some extent, also Derek Jeter. Those are like the guys that just have it. Like, when you think of a franchise, okay, you think of those players. So they would be just beneath Willie Mays on the face of the franchise pyramid for me.
Who was, well, and see, this is kind of what I mean. Kobe, he's lost a lot. He lost people with what happened in Colorado. He just did. So he'll never get the whole thing. And obviously he passed now. It seems to me what you're saying is Willie Mays, the difference between Willie Mays and Steph is Willie was just a better
player.
Okay. Let's say they were the same level. Like, it doesn't feel to me like Curry had the charismatic personality that Mays did. Like, that might have separated Mays. Even though,
I mean, I think Curry's pretty charismatic. I do think they are pretty similar. Of course, the difference is the times in which Mays grew up in.
No doubt.
He had to deal with so much more than Curry did. And so, naturally, his impact by how great he was had left more of an imprint on, you know, for example, what we talked about yesterday, social reform in the city, or, I don't know, like the Housing Discrimination Act in 1968. Like, these are all things that he furthered by just being himself. I don't know if he was necessarily outspoken on a ton of these things in the ways of Kareem or the ways of Muhammad Ali or Bill Russell, you know, whatever.
Right.
But that doesn't mean that he wasn't impactful in his own way, because he chose to represent and further, you know, the times by just being himself. Like, Curry can't really do that. Now, he has his own impact.
Right.
He has his own way that he does things and helps people, but it's just a different era.
Let's go. 888-957-9570 is the number. If you want to jump into the conversation, we're talking about faces of franchises and what separated Willie Mays, besides the fact that he was one of the greatest baseball players of all time, because he had something magical. He had something magical that Mantle didn't quite have, that DiMaggio, well, some would say DiMaggio kind of had it, but I can't speak to it. But what, you know, what separated Willie Mays from Ted Williams? What separated?
Oh, Ted Williams was an ass.
Okay, And that's kind of what I'm getting at. Let's go to Brian. Brian's in Walnut Creek. Hey, Brian, how you doing, man?
Good. What a great combo. I mean, every sports town in America should be having this because you can't help but smile. I grew up in Wisconsin. I'm the AKA Badger Brian, so forgive my insight from that perspective. I would say this. The Bay Area has been blessed with Willie, Joe, Steph. Likewise, I was blessed with Hank Aaron, Reggie White, and now Giannis. What do they have in common? Mm-hmm. The word you're looking for is humility. That's the word. You can be the most athletic and competitive guy on the field. You can be a tremendous leader, which all these guys were. But the one thing they all had in common, with maybe the exception of Joe, is humility. And that's something you don't find today, with the one glaring exception. I can't think of anybody in any sport that would be a more magnificent face of a franchise than Giannis. And I'll just let it go at that. Love you guys.
Appreciate it. Well, you know what? One of the things Giannis, and this is the other thing. Circumstance dictates a lot of this. Giannis isn't from the United States. And I'm not saying he's not revered in Milwaukee, but that, you know, if he can never become the Willie Mays of basketball because I think because he didn't grow up here. Like, that was part of Mays' magic. He grew up in New York. I mean, he grew up in the South, but his playing career began in New York. And that's a big part of his story. And like, for whatever reason, New York always kind of resonates with people.
No, but in a way, and I think Badger Brian is talking about his impact on Wisconsin, and that's his truth. But I do think that Giannis could have a different impact, which is on a global scale.
Yeah,
you know, he's from Greece. He's Nigerian. He connects with a lot more people outside of America than maybe even Willie Mays did. Now, I would argue that's also because of, you know, just exposure. I mean, I'm sure if people are able to watch Willie Mays play in, I don't know, Europe or Africa or South America, you know, they would recognize his greatness. I mean, it's the reason why everyone still knows about, like, Pelé, because he was able to impact the globe with how good he was.
What kind of face of the franchise do you want? And I get it. If you're not a great team, you'll take any kind.
Yeah.
You know, it's like I always remember when Durant and Draymond Green got into it in L.A. and the B word was used. The Hawks were in the very next day here, and Travis Schlenk, who worked for the Warriors, was asked about it 18 times. What do you think about? And he kept saying, "We'd love to have those problems here in Atlanta." You know, it's kind of funny. Like, but what? Here's a guy, great name, but Tim Duncan. Like, Tim Duncan, really? You want it to be Tim Duncan? Do you want your fan? And I'm kind of playing devil's advocate a little bit. You want your franchise player to be quiet and fundamental? Ugh. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I also think there's a lot of people in San Antonio that would say, dude, that's our guy.
Absolutely. But he'll never be everybody's guy because he's a snooze.
But if he was the greatest, again, I think that's where Mays separates himself. I think Curry, I mean, I think a lot of people love him because there's just a natural association with him. Like, he seems like the everyman's player, and he's damn good. But Willie Mays was literally the best player.
Okay, but if let's say I have Tim Duncan as number one on my all-time player list in basketball. It's actually not the most outlandish thing.
It's close.
Okay.
Sure, well, I'll go along with it.
Here's why. You're making me go along with that Willie was the greatest, hands down.
That's what everybody keeps telling us.
Well, for the sake of this conversation, I'd rather say, Willie was one of the top five players in history.
Okay.
Top five, top ten.
Okay.
So is Tim Duncan.
Sure.
I mean, you want Willie Mays. This is great from the Xfinity Mobile text line. 888-957-9570 is the number if you want to jump into this. What made Willie Mays connect with everybody? 925. Mays was so beloved because he was a kid in a man's body, and he connected with the community by actually being out there amongst the community. It was a different era, but he got out and played ball with the kids in the streets. You wouldn't hear anything like that this age, in this age. Yeah, that's clearly a big part of it, that he had a childlike personality. Let's go to Knicks in Berkeley. Bottom line is we got to get Curry to have more pizzazz. Seriously. Stop mumbling off the court when you're doing your press conferences. Say something a little bit edgy. I'm kidding. I called Steph the greatest face of a franchise ever. So, you know I'm just kidding. What's up, Nick?
Hey, what's up, y'all? Hey, so my dad, when he came to this country, he was sneaking to the polo grounds and he sold peanuts to the fans. And he told me when I was playing Little League one day, he was like, man, you should have seen Willie Mays play. He was the greatest. And he would have hit 800 home runs if he had played in a different park. And when Shasky said that the other day, he said the exact same thing that my dad told me like 30 years ago, that he would hit 800 home runs. You know, maybe 1,000 even, because he's a dude. I know his left field's like 450 feet. That's ridiculous. He's out there running 40-yard dashes to make, you know, outfield line drive catches, man. Willie Mays was incredible. He was doing freakish athletic, you know, things that people weren't doing at that time or couldn't do. And he was hella cool about it, too. He wasn't a snob or nothing like that. And, right. You know, he was out there, you know, just talking to people, man. And he was so humble. He was, you know, he...
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
No, I got it. I got it. For example, like, I think if Michael Jordan... Like, Michael Jordan, to me, is... He could have been Willie Mays if he had a different personality.
Well, I mean, yeah, like,
no, but I'm using yours. Like, you say Willie's the best player ever. That's why I'm using Jordan. Like, if Jordan's the greatest basketball player ever, you know, who would you rather have? Would you rather be in a town with Jordan leading your basketball team or Mays leading your baseball team?
Mays, I think so.
I think so too.
However, if you value winning, you would want Michael Jordan. Mays only won one World Series. I do think it's interesting we're talking about all the greatness about right. him and how incredible he was, and people will continue to call. I would love to hear stories for anybody who's seen or heard anything about him as a player, but he never won a World Series in San Francisco.
Well, but baseball is a sport that historically had fewer playoff players. Like baseball's got a bigger list, I think, than any other sport of guys who never got there. And it's because we all, like, we don't call Ernie Banks a loser because we understand that you can be the best player in baseball on a baseball team and you still might not be very good. In basketball, if you're a great player, chances are your team's going to be pretty good.
True, but Willie Mays played in four World Series, and or pardon me, five World Series, including with the Birmingham Black Barons. He was a .230 hitter in the World Series. You know that, like, but that's not a part of him and people. I don't think you know, we're going to discuss.
I had no idea.
Yeah, like he underperformed in the postseason. He had some incredible moments. Obviously, right. The catch is iconic. You know, he hit one home run in six playoff series. You know.
He stunk.
But we're talking about him like he's the greatest player ever because he was.
Well, how can, you know what? I'm just, and I'm asking this rhetorically. Well, how can nobody, like, nobody ever has met, like, I've never heard ever anything up until 45 seconds ago about Willie Mays in the postseason. Like, if you would have asked me 3 minutes ago, hey, Steiny, how do you think Willie Mays did in the postseason? He made, six postseasons?
Yeah.
I'd be like, I have no idea. I'm sure he was pretty good. Well, actually, you know, he underperformed in the playoffs. And you're right.
For how good of a player he was, right. He underperformed.
Yeah. And I like, that's almost another part of this conversation, me thinking, well, are people kind of sweeping that under the rug because they want to remember the most perfect image of a player? I mean, we didn't.
I think it's the lasting image of the man is greater than the image of the athlete. Now, the athlete is a part of the person, but that's where I do think Willie Mays separates himself, because we listened to 4 hours of calls yesterday. And not a ton of it was about the player. Like, it might have been 50-50. I would say it was more 60-40 to the dominant side of the person that he was. And, yeah, there aren't a lot of people that were old enough to watch him play around, you know, anymore.
Right.
So a lot of it is just, you know, hearing stories and tales and then interacting with him once or twice. But because of how good of a person he was, it did affirm all the greatness that we knew about on the field. Like, and I mean, people might nitpick Curry and his some of the postseason, I don't know, shortcomings in the future.
Right.
But I think people are going to remember him for the best.
Absolutely. Absolutely. 888-957-9570 is the number. I also think that's one of the things that, you know, works for Willie Mays is one of the, just off the top of my head, maybe one of the reasons we didn't talk about his playing as much as the man is because it's just assumed he's the best, almost. You know what I mean? Like, you don't have to, if some guys, if Willie Mays is acknowledged by 90% of baseball fans that he's the greatest player ever, in a way, you almost don't even have to talk about his game because he did everything great. Well, he hit for power. He ran. He could field. He had a basket catch. He could run. Like, what's to talk about? He was A1 at every facet, in a way. Let's go to John in Berkeley. Hey, John, what's going on, man?
Hey, that's probably me. It's Don.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hey, Don.
Yeah, that's fine. So I wanted to just mention that there's an irony in Willie Mays having this joy and flair and being universally loved and also being the godfather of Barry Bonds, who could have been Willie Mays if he had a different personality, like you were saying about Michael Jordan could have been Willie Mays if he had a different personality. Barry Bonds had so much skill and was an amazing player to watch, said rightly. He would have been a Hall of Famer just on his pre-steroid accusations. I'm not going to say pre-steroid use, but pre-steroid accusations. And then it all fell apart with his demeanor and his being insular and, like you were saying, that he had his own little world. But I also just want to mention about Steph Curry that what strikes me about Steph is that because he's perceived as such a nice guy and a humanitarian off the court, a lot is forgiven for how in-your-face he can get on the court with his dancing and his shuffle and his night-night and all these things that we love about him as Warriors fans, but that probably would put off a lot of people as he's being really a jerk if it hadn't been for him being such a nice guy in all other respects. So thanks for having the show. I think it's worthwhile. You know, sports heroes are a big part of my life, all the way back to Mickey Mantle. I'm 73 years old, and I grew up in New Jersey, so I was a Mickey Mantle fan because that's who I could watch on TV when I was 5 and 6 years old, and I didn't get a chance to see Willie Mays except for the 1962 World Series when I think he went 1-for-4 in the game 3 that I saw. So about the 230 average. Anyway, that's what I got.
Thanks, John. Appreciate the call. I mean, the thing with Barry Bonds was, I mean, he saw how his dad was treated. And that was going to be part of Barry Bonds. His dad had some issues, and Barry, as a kid, watched his dad get eviscerated by the media and by fans. And Bobby didn't have a great reputation. He was a hell of a player. Bobby Bonds was, see, I'm old enough to remember Bobby Bonds. That guy was dynamic. He was more dynamic than Barry Bonds. His dad was more dynamic. Bobby Bonds was faster than Barry, for sure. And Bobby had a flair about him, but he didn't let people in either. Bobby didn't. So,
I mean, I think it's also interesting too that, I mean, I think Barry Bonds was the best player of his generation. I always felt like Ken Griffey Jr. is more popular than he was. And people liked Ken Griffey Jr. more than Barry Bonds. And I think a lot of it had to do with the demeanor. And it had to do with, I don't know, just Ken Griffey Jr. was cool.
He smiled. He had the smile. And you know what? Like, this is another thing. Draymond Green. Draymond Green's smile is unbelievable. I'm dead serious. When he smiles, it's like magic. Magic Johnson, I'm talking about. And you know, if he, obviously, he's got other issues, but that's could be part of the reason why he might be elevated over another player. Like, he just looks like he's happy when he smiles.
So is Funge.
888-957-9570 is the number. A couple really good texts on the Xfinity mobile text line. Jump into this conversation. We talk about Willie Mays and how he resonated with seemingly everybody. And is that possible these days? Is it even possible? What do you want out of your star or superstar? 888-957-9570. Download the Odyssey app directly from our QR code on both YouTube and Twitch. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.